from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
11:07 here in the nation's capital. Coach Sheehan is on way to support Team USA and Heavy Metal and yours truly. Now here talking about what hopefully is the final week of diversion. A week from now, we'll be talking real football because they'll be in pads.
Well, we'll be in the middle of the Olympics then, too.
And it'll be Olympics.
We're going to have new famous gold medal celebrities and stuff. I love it. I love the Olympics.
I do, too. I do, too. Summer, winter, that don't matter. I think Salt Lake was just awarded. And I thought it was – maybe I woke up out of a deep dream. 38?
Is that the night there? 2038?
2038? I thought, well, maybe my eyes will
2034, it says. 2034. Huh? It'll be February of 2034.
34, okay. 34. And you would have thought they had just won the lottery. People just went berserk. And I get it. There's a lot of revenue that comes with that honor. Winter games, I may not be able to ever check that box off.
I'm surprised they're doing it in Salt Lake again. I feel they would have just done a different city. You know, they did the winter there before, not that long ago. The 2002 or something?
Yeah, it did seem like it had been a minute, but yeah, I mean, it's... But where else...
Denver would be cool. I love Denver. That's a fun town.
Yeah, Denver is hot. And I have no idea. Can't help you when it comes to the cold. My dear, the thing that cold is good for is sitting by a fire sipping hot chocolate. That's what cold is good for. Yeah.
I feel that one, too. I mean, it'd be cool even if they did something maybe in parts of Alaska, you know, even if it's just like Juneau, kind of southern, but like it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I love watching the...
They may not have the infrastructure to have that many people show up there. I don't know.
You may have a good point. You may have a good point. I watch all the Alaskan documentaries possible. Love it. Love watching what I don't ever plan to do. And that is be in Alaska. Nothing but respect for it. But... Again, my idea of cold is the fireplace that you're sitting next to with the marshmallows and hot chocolate. It has nothing to do with dealing with the extremes of cold. Cold can't deal with it. Extreme heat can deal with it. I can work with that.
Yeah, I'm like you on that one.
Can't work with extreme cold.
I'm like you with that one.
Yeah, you can make it hot as you want to. I can work with that. I can work that out. I cannot figure out that extreme cold thing. Oh, my goodness. It's a beast. Yeah, absolutely beast. Just a footnote. You may not understand this, but the large part of the world will, that Clayton Kershaw thumbs up that he could be back on the bump for Love You Blue. I should throw that out there for the Love You Blue Nation. Oh, man. I just, these pitchers and these arm injuries, it's amazing to me how much we hear about it nowadays. And guys are throwing harder than they've ever thrown before. And you hear Tommy John mentioned now, like, it's pass me a certs.
They still go out for a while for them. I mean, I feel like everybody gets them sooner or later, you know. But
yeah, but nobody's considering to stop throwing. You never hear people talking about not throwing hard.
No.
We just keep more arms.
No, this,
and keep it
this
going.
New kid on Pittsburgh.
Skeens.
Yeah, he's throwing like 102, 103 or something, right?
Yeah, but this is why when he had that great game going a couple weeks ago, close to a no-no, and people said, let him pitch. I go, you're saying that because you don't own his rights. If you own his rights, you go take him out. Because every pitch, you want to get as much out of this dude as possible.
I get why they did, but it's still, you know, as a fan, it's, you want to see these guys.
Yeah, but see, the fan.
It just feels like no one's going to get no-hitters anymore. It feels like they're not going to let anyone get no-hitters anymore.
But do you agree there's two types of fans? There's the fans that buy season tickets and support gear, and the fans that don't.
Yeah, but it's still like, I don't know, going to see a no-hitter, that's like a rare thing. You can't just buy a ticket to a no-hitter. You got to, like,
you got to be an investor.
Yeah, you got to go to a lot of games. It's not like every game is just going to be a no-hitter or something. So,
well, it's a treat for those that have already invested.
But they, like, never happen anymore. That's the thing, is they keep pulling the pitchers too early. So, like, you just,
well,
you know, that kind of stinks for the fans, is what I'm saying. Like, I get it. You want them to be healthy, long career, but it just makes the game less fun as a spectator.
Yeah. Well, maybe we have to adjust to it. Maybe we don't. I'm not saying. I know it's nothing more. It's still it's interesting, man. It really is. And most people pull for the hitter. I mean, most people pull for the guy that breaks up the no-hitter.
Oh, you want to see the spoiler?
Yeah, absolutely. Who can come in there and get that slap shot over the second baseman's head, fall right in the soft belly spot of the right fielder, and break up the no-hitter? So, I mean, and then the other thing going on right now to me is, who's going to be the first guy to hit a ball completely out of a stadium? I mean, Judge and Shohei. I mean, this Paul Bunyan thing, man, to me, that's what I love. Love this. To see which one of these two lumberjacks are going to hit a ball completely out of a stadium. I watched a little bit of the Dodgers the other night, and it was crazy. They had like four in a row. So, at least it's intriguing now. And give MLB, I give them a fun bunch high five. They so try things.
You like the pitch
clock?
If it doesn't
work,
you happy about the pitch clock?
They changed it. Yeah, they make, well, the shift. I hated the shift. They make adjustments. They try something. Pitch clock. The games are going like 2 minutes and 25 minutes. 2:25. 2:15.
Some of them, yeah. Some of them, 2.5, about that, yeah.
Yeah, games are going. And what were these guys doing with that time? They were just grabbing the crouch and spitting out. They were doing so much on our dime. Now they're not. And I think,
well, some of it is they're stalling to warm up, you know, pitchers and stuff. That was part of it too. But,
well, that's on them. What happened to all that? They showed you that it was unnecessary. They can get around it. They can do better. You know, and we've done that. So I really, I mean, I think baseball deserves a lot of credit because they have they're usually stuck in the mud, and then wait till they come up with the robotics with the strike zone.
So you think they're going to do that with the like the laser precision if it's a strike or not?
Yep. It's going to happen. It's going to happen the next couple of years. They're going to figure it out. It's going to happen.
I mean, I always figured they could put like a sensor in the ball itself. And then if you got something under the plate, you could basically tell exactly, you know, where it is.
You know the cost? Okay. The bigs, I love the bigs. Sure.
But MLB can afford it.
Granular of dirt hits the ball, they get rid of it. And now they're not getting rid of it. They're throwing it down to the AAA, AA, single A. I just want to go see, what are the guys in single A hitting? A softball by the time it gets to them. But so these guys, every pitch is a brand new baseball. Really?
I mean,
if I'm the only person that looks upon that.
Weren't they doing that, though, to prevent people from tampering with the balls, you know?
I think they're doing it because I think any time the ball is altered, it can create more spin, more
start movement. Making it almost like a knuckleball or something.
Exactly. Now, again,
I remember reading Yogi Berra's biography years ago, and one of the things he said he used to do, you know, back when they played, you know, everybody was chewing tobacco and they're dipping, they're spitting, you know, and he said he would always spit in the same place, and it was on his throwing arm side, and him and Whitey Ford would throw him a pitch or something, and he would just catch the ball and like swipe it through that puddle of tobacco spit and throw it back to them, and they called them mud balls, and then he would use them to, like, you know, basically corkscrew the way you throw it and stuff, you know.
Yeah, and so that I respect, because they're doing it to not give pitchers an advantage.
Well, he was doing that definitely to make the pitcher, so, like, you know, you throw these wild curves.
That's why now anything the ball
now they're
touches,
yeah,
anything brand new ball, so you got a brand new ball on every batter.
Yeah.
Now,
I know they look for stuff they're
really
putting in their
waste.
Hats and things. I've seen people try to hide things on the brim of their hat so it looks like they're wiping sweat and they're putting something on their
hand. I thought it was unnecessary. I was wrong. People were cheating.
Oh, yeah.
And so they busted them. I was wrong. So people were doing this, God knows how long, and they busted them. I go, really? Yeah, it was real. So now we have to go through this, and I'm going, why are we kidding around with this? Kick him out of the game. Give him a year suspension.
Well,
and let's move forward.
I feel like cheating in sports often is not penalized that much.
That's my point, because they're allowing it. You're creating an environment. I'm saying 1 year, first offense, second offense, permanently.
This was like steroids, basically.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah, done. You're done. Why are we playing around with this? Now, they're showing you they're doing it. I never believed it. Now, I was wrong. They are cheating. They are fouling. They're doing everything they can to put some movement on the ball. Okay, good. Then get rid of them. Ban them from the majors. Now, I'm not trying to kill a man's livelihood. You can't play in the majors. Stay in the AAA, train that. I'm making for the bananas. I'll tell you what, that banana thing. When it comes back, I'm going.
I'll go with you, Doc. Let's go together.
Yeah.
I'll go see that with you.
That impressed me. Because that takes skill and entertainment value. And
that's our thing, skill and entertainment value, right?
Skill and entertainment, and they sold it out. What does that say when they come to town and they rock your building like it hasn't been rocked all year? That shows you that this is a good baseball market, man. This really is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it really is. And I think the people have been very patient with what the Nats are going through right now. And they were very patient with what happened up 95 with the Birds. The Birds were terrible a few years back. Now, right now, they're swinging a big stick. Yeah, the Birds are thugs now. It wasn't that long, man. It wasn't that long ago. That's why I'm so excited about our possibilities, because you got a jacked up farm system and you got in Rizzo. And you know what it is? It's all about who's in charge. Man, human error, human intel is just priceless when it comes to sports that for whatever reason attracts so many imposters. I don't know other industries like I know this, but this hit and miss mark is just ridiculous. Ridiculous is how many imposters end up landing positions in the various sports that we deal with. So, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but sometimes, you know, they say the truth will set you free. 301-230-0980. Let's lighten up things. Training camp. This is the last week that you get a chance to hope, because reality will be hitting you right in your face next week, because you'll be able to see it. You'll get to see some results. But what do you hope for? Last week of hope. 301-230-0980 is your ticket to hope. Back in a moment.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
11:27, beautiful morning. That is, unless you're having to block a man that weighs 300 pounds is right above you, above your nose. It's that time of the year. We went through the list part of the summer. Everybody list and rankings, and we finally made it down the hill, less than a week away from where it'll be no more lists. Your eyes will be the determining factor on whether you like something or not. The scoreboard will tell the story, not an opinion, but a fact. And in order to light that scoreboard up, you're going to have to hold on to the football. And it comes down to who makes the least amount of mistakes. Smart teams win more than teams that are undisciplined. And the way you practice usually will translate into teams that have less turnovers than their opponents. None of that happens accidentally. This also is a time to where the negotiations, the mudslinging that goes on as to who signs when, where, and how. And believe it or not, the 49ers, our guy Trent Williams. Man, I tell you what, it's good to be that good to where you in the money for that long. Trent's up again. Trent is like, Trent may not be in camp. Trent may be holding out, and Trent's back in the money again. And still balling, getting it done. And may hit the pay window for maybe for the fourth time. Still elite, still among the best. And as good as the Niners are, it seems like this is just part of being a 49er. They're elite. There's always somebody right when training camp starts that's on the verge of missing camp. And it's like a wrestling match with an alligator. And it goes right down to the wire. And then they sign them. Notice how teams have styles of how they negotiate. Jerry, I think, in my opinion, loves the publicity. He does it on purpose. Because he's been able to figure out, as long as you're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, ching ching, he makes money off of it. Maybe weird, but it works for him. Although he was in the news this week for a little bit more other than the Dallas Cowboys. Training camp media day was delayed by Jerry Jones, who has a paternity trial. Those things just happen. I was hopeful that Michael Gallup, former Dallas Cowboy, retiring at 28, that it was no health, nothing wrong with him. That's with the Raiders. And he's good. He seems to be healthy. 28, Metal, that's young. Guy was a good player, too. Really good player. It scared me when I saw that. But yeah, to my knowledge, doesn't seem like he's ill or anything like that. Made enough, done well. And it's going to say goodbye. Although the Raiders situation seems to be disappointing. Because if you watched any of the, I will say, the off-season snippets, and I have not been a fan of Hard Knocks, just because of the premise that they roped me into watching the worst, how the worst operate, and I bit on it. Then I tried to say, okay, I'm better now. Then they came up with this new deal, and I'll be doggone. They got me again. And I actually enjoy it. And I go, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you're taking me behind the scenes of a team that we're the only team they can beat, and you want me to spend an hour and a half to 2 hours? And I did it. And guess what? I thought it was excellent. So that means that I'm either a moron, which could very well be true, or I'm just an absolute junkie when it comes to the NFL. And when you show me something, like I've been privy to some of that, but not as much of that as I would like to have been. Think it's fascinating. And they're all just human beings. They're not. They're built just like we are. And it was refreshing for me to see that. It's very well done. Now, will anybody do that next year based on watching this? I doubt it, unless the money is pretty, you know, it's ching ching. So we'll see what happens. Metal, I'm interested in you. Have you checked out the New York Football Giants and the Hard Knocks?
No, I don't have, I'm not even sure what service it's on. Is that on Netflix?
Well, what it is, I guarantee you, you'll eat it up.
I probably enjoy it. I've heard it makes the Giants look pretty chaotic behind the scenes.
Well, I don't know if I don't think we're in a position to call anybody chaotic.
Fair enough.
You know, yeah. I mean, imagine had they done this joint, it would have probably won every award possible. It couldn't have been nothing more entertaining than this clown show. But I think theirs looks pretty normal. They're humans. They're going off gut feels, it's just kind of like business. But I want to see the Chiefs. I want to see, let us put in a fund and pay for it. Bet you they won't do that. Give us the public a chance to donate on our own. I'll pay. Let me see. I want to see how the Bets operate. They're too smart.
Well, we got a bit of that in the quarterback show, you know, last year.
Man, I started not to watch that. Because I go, what? Mariota, Kirk, and
Mahomes.
I forgot the other.
Mahomes.
Oh, yeah, Mahomes.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, so the only reason I was watching is because Mahomes. And then I got more out of it watching Kirk. Kirk was phenomenal. Mariota, I love the way they did it because it was so real. And I go, you know what? This brother, man, has substance to him. I can see why you want him on your team. And yeah, so it was really good. They say don't judge the book by the cover, and they're right. No, they're right. But it made me eat my words, which is hell, I'm full with that. No problem. As long as I get to learn, I win. You humbled, but I won because it's a great job. Just learning more about the NFL and how cool would it be. They're doing this for a living. This is their job. How cool is that? I mean, I think we have a pretty cool job as well, too.
I don't have to get hit at my job. I like that part.
Yeah, I'm with you, too. I mean, I hope I'm never complaining about this because, I mean, to be able to come on the air and try to guess how much Zion weighs, I mean, for a living, that ain't bad. That's really not bad. And I had a guy send me a what do you call him, a GIF or a, and it was a photo. It was hilarious. And they put 312. And they had Zion eating. I guess Rooster had taken a photograph of him chowing down. And they said 312. And I think that's light. I'm not buying that. But it was pretty good. So anyway, I encourage you to check that out. What do you think about TNT's? I mean,
the whole contract thing they're doing.
TNT?
Yeah, I do. I love watching the Barkley and the guys, you know.
Barkley and Shaq's wars every day. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Then understand they match and understand that that's, but it's not over. That there's going to be some more scuttlebutt about that. We may not have heard the end of that. So,
well, I wonder if, you know, like Chuck's going to end up on one of these streaming services because all these contracts are changing now.
He says he's done unless this thing is right.
Yeah, but that's so what I would say if I wanted someone to be like, well, it's going to take a lot of money to get him out
you're
of retirement.
Right.
Like, that's what I tell people.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
And he's not a stupid guy. He plays the jokester on TV, but he's not a stupid man.
Oh, no, he's a bright dude.
Uh-huh.
He's a bright dude. He's a bright dude. If he controls his passion to wager, he's going to be real good. But he loves to play.
Yeah, and he still knows the game real well. I mean, his analysis is really good, even if his picks are usually pretty bad.
Well, his picks are terrible, but he's not a good gambler.
He picks with his heart is the reason, I think. And I get that
but
as a fan.
Is he really wrong that often? Because he really, the part of his humor is when he's wrong. So we laugh at everything he does, so I don't know. Well, the thing could be wrong like a fox.
He'll guarantee. The ones that he does is where he guarantees. You know, I remember in the finals against Jordan, they guaranteed a game 5 win, and they got it.
Yeah.
But then, so I'll always remember that as a Suns fan. But, you know, they lost the series, of course. But the thing, you know, he'll guarantee certain games. And he won't say, you know, I'm guaranteeing to beat the spread or whatever. But he'll just be like, I'm guaranteeing this team to beat that team. And then, you know, something happens. It's like when he guarantees it, you got to look out, you know. Someone gonna break a leg or something, you know.
Yeah, it's he always delivers, man. He and Shaq and chemistry with Ernie.
Oh yeah,
they're like the Kenny, Beatles, yeah. Man. They're like a rock band. I mean, the question is, would it be as good without a component? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see how it goes. I mean, I don't know. It looks like TNT might not even have any basketball next.
Yeah, I heard. You know, I heard they countered the Amazon.
They're trying
back
to match one of the contracts, I hear, but if they, that's just a match. That's not even a, you know, we're gonna increase over what someone else has offered. So, I don't know. It may all be through streaming services. I have no idea. So,
yeah, well, we'll see. We shall see, my friend, and.
I just am not excited for a future where we need to have like 8 streaming services just to follow a certain sport. You know, I'm getting a little like, I don't mind if they're all on like 1 or 2, but it's starting to be like, all right, these games are going to be on this one, and these games are going to be on that one, and then once or twice a year there's going to be this one, and then Monday yeah, night football will be this one.
You're acting as if they're doing this for you.
I just don't. It's just a hassle. It means I'll get to watch less sports because I'm not going to have 12 apps on my phone or whatever to do that.
They are doing this to get paid.
I'm
they
sure.
don't care about you.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're doing this for themselves.
I know. I just hope it's not a short-term gain, you know, and they lose fans over it, which will end up in less revenue for themselves as well, but also less fun
Never
for fans.
Never happens. So. You know that, and I know that. They don't lose, man. They don't lose. They win.
Well, I hope so.
And win. Because we'll we're all hooked on it. We're on the patch. And they know it. They know it, man. They got us by the telltale, and you know it as well as I do. So stop fighting it.
Yeah, we'll
stop
see.
Stop fighting it. Yeah.
We'll see. I can't afford all the, you know, I don't have the big money some of the guys here walking around with. I can't afford to have all the apps. That's why I don't have every show everyone's talking about all the time, you know, so.
Well, you know what? Let me get my violin out of the case, and when we come back after break, I will play for you.
All right.
How's that?
Sure. I'd love to hear it.
Good deal. All right. That might even be better than what's trending.
Yeah, today at least.
Yep. All right, good deal. Welcome back. Team 980. Kevin Sheehan Show. Coach is on his way to strike out the Olympic torch. Who knows? Not this Games, maybe 4 years from now. He might even get a chance to light the torch.
Might be handing it off to Snoop Dogg.
Well, yeah, Snoop Dogg, man. What an honor. Snoop Dogg, you got to love, man, a guy that gets to live out his dream. He's a terrific artist, but his dream is sports. He's a youth coach, which means he helps impact the lives of a lot of young kids that may not have had the opportunity. When you're that young, you're lucky you have a glove or shoes or a bat. Equipment is the big obstacle when you're that young, and he eliminates that.
Well, one thing, too, he was at the, when they were doing all the trials to make the U.S. Olympic team, you know, the track and swimming to actually make the U.S. team, just like a month or two ago, he was one of the announcers on for some of those sports, you know, doing commentary or whatever, doing color commentary, of course, but he was quite hilarious. I don't know if you heard any of that. He's pretty funny doing that. I think that's why they're having him tied into the Olympics.
No, he's
time.
Excellent.
Yeah.
He's excellent. I got a chance to meet Jordan Addison at Touchdown Club, and he was a recipient, and I've told a story about him. Hell of an athlete, man. Wow, what a player. He was at Pitt. And he came up on stage, you know, nighttime venue with glasses on, shades. And I said to him, as Dr. Ivan McKinney once said to me when I was in high school, that, you know, somebody that cares about you will say something to you, even if he doesn't know you well enough to say it, because he does truly care about you. And I said, young man, I don't know you like this, but you're a hell of a talent. And I suggest you not deprive these people here of getting to actually look in your eyes so they can feel like they get to know you and meet you. But it is your option. And he opted not to. That's fine. But I had to at least say that to him because I respected his body of work. Nice young man. I was devastated to hear that he was asleep behind his car in Los Angeles, and then very happy to see today that he says that he vows to get better, and he was in a dark place. You know how hard it is when you're a young man that's rich to say that? So good for him, because that takes courage to admit that you're in a dark place. I don't think any of us are qualified to talk about mental illness or mental deficiencies or anything that body needs help. But I'll say this. This young individual just took the first step towards becoming a leader and an advocate, because who better to speak on this topic right now to young student athletes than a man that has been on the dark side and has come back. Now he can be a huge player in helping others. So Jordan Addison, good for you, man.
Yeah, that's big.
Proud of you.
It's like the Simone Biles thing. It's great.
Proud of you, man. That is so strong. He didn't have to do this. Because he's a hell of a player. He could have just said, you know, kept his mouth shut, gone to play ball, been a ball player. No, no. He vows to keep learning. He said, I'm going to keep learning. I want to put this behind me. I still want to perform at a high level and give the fans what they paid for. But I'm going to be better as an individual. Hey, man, proud of you, man. This dude took the big step. Because if not, man, it could have been fatal. It could have been fatal. And that's what we don't want to do. We've already lost too much talent in the sports world. And you don't get a chance to get it back, man. Love these young people, man. And you want them to... Ja Morant. I mean, you know, when's the last time we talked about him from a basketball standpoint?
Well, he was injured for a while, too, when he did come back after suspension.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, so...
I'm a little surprised they didn't put him on Team USA. I thought he'd be ready to go for Team USA.
No, he ain't you Team USA quality. You got to earn that right, man. You got to... We got to stop, as Coach used to say, foolishness. You know, we have got to learn from that. But I just wanted to say that. Jordan, man, proud of you. Can't wait to get you on the show. We need examples like this. Nobody's perfect. But, man, to step up and come out and say, I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to get better. I wouldn't be me if I didn't put that out and give this gladiator his window of opportunity and praise him. As we did, discussed it when it didn't work out. We're going to do it on both sides. Because he is, you know, DMV, man. DMV. And we take great pride. You know, we take great pride in it. But I can say this about me. I can't wait to see. I don't want to see him jack up our people. But are you as excited as I am to see Frankie Louvu knock the snot out of somebody? I'm telling you what, man. I really am. I am. And I also, I'm betting on Jamin Davis. And I believe that Forbes can play. And I'm not giving up on Emmanuel Forbes. We just need him to cover. I don't need him to be. I need him to do what God gave him the ability to do, be a ball hawk. And this defense thrives on taking the ball away. Now he's got people to mentor him and coach him the right way.
Yeah, I'm really hoping he's a big turnaround story this season. I think he's got the potential to really be that.
Come on now. Come on. Can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear what happens. And Donna Hopkins, when she taps in with us and get a vibe as to what's going on, can't wait to see that. And then there's always, for me, I always wanted to hear who's the person we haven't mentioned. Who's going to be the star of training camp? Undrafted, UFA free agent that steals it. That just comes out and steals the camp. There's always one. That's the beauty of training camp, you know? I mean, when Raven Caldwell's went down and made that tackle without a helmet, to this day, every time he's coming to the show, what we do, we rejoice in that. He's a legend. And I was watching this thing from ground level. I said, this boy crazy. Ask yourself, you're covering a kick. Your rookie season. You lose your helmet. Do you stop and act like you tripped? Or do you accelerate and go in and make a tackle head first? What say you, Metal?
I'm not doing head first nothing with okay. I don't know what you're getting at, but I'm not doing it. I'm not tackling people without
a helmet. I might slide
like
in there like I'm sliding into second base.
I would be cut, man. I would be cut. I'm not going to deny it.
Did you say that, Mel? You would have done it. You would have ran in there with a forearm like Paul Bunyan. You'd have ran up in that joint. See, you now it's an unfair question because you're not full of adrenaline right now. Pump you up with some adrenaline. Put 65,000 lunatics screaming around you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, brother. That's all you need. You know, it's just like...
I've never experienced that, Doc. I know you have, but I've never experienced that, so...
Well, that's the whole idea about home field advantage. It's the adulation. It's the crowd.
Well, when it's your own fans that show up, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's why most of, like, coaches... I love the way... that coach is running his practices. Some days he has, like you have an alumni deal, he'll have friends and family, they'll have media only, they'll have open. He has variances of that, and I love the way he does it because it gives him a chance to teach understanding the volume of interference. There's no interference with friends and family and alumni. None. Because they've all been through it. But when you let the general public come in, don't ask him to come in and say, hey, be quiet. I'm working on something. That's not fair. So you change your practice routine so that they can have the best experience. Make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. You don't open up an amusement park and then tell them that the teacups are closed, the monorail is shut down. Who would do that? So I heard a lot of people on other shows, why don't they have it open every day so everybody can come? Well, because, number one, they're not an amusement park. They're trying to build a championship product. And certain days, while you're talking about certain things, you want to control the audience. There are spies here from every team, especially the teams you play early, like Tampa. You know it. You know why? Because we got people down at their place. That's how I know. And it's fair. Everybody's doing it, trying to gain an edge. Because no one knows what offense we're going to run. No one knows what defense. So the element of surprise you have going for you until you don't. We never ran one back the entire preseason under Joe Gibbs. We ran two back every stinking play in preseason. We never ran two back in regular season, ever. So he gave you nothing on film. Nothing. That's how strategic the game is played. So embrace it. I think it's fun. I really do. The way they go to all these measures just to gain a slight advantage is that competitive. And I think it's awesome. We go to break on that. We will hit high noon. And with that, Donna Hopkins, Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus, she is on location at training camp, and she joins us when we return. Welcome back, Team 980. Kevin Sheehan Show. Coach is on his way to strike out the Olympic torch. Who knows? Not this games, maybe 4 years from now. He might even get a chance to light the torch.
Might be handing it off to Snoop Dogg.
Well, yeah, Snoop Dogg, man. What an honor. Snoop Dogg, you got to love, man, a guy that gets to live out his dream. He's a terrific artist, but his dream is sports. He's a youth coach, which means he helps impact the lives of a lot of young kids that may not have had the opportunity. When you're that young, you're lucky you have a glove or shoes or a bat. Equipment is the big obstacle when you're that young, and he eliminates that.
Well, one thing, too, he was at the when they were doing all the trials to make the U.S. Olympic team, you know, the track and swimming to actually make the U.S. team. It's like a month or two ago. He was one of the announcers on for some of those sports, you know, doing commentary or whatever. Doing color commentary, of course. But he was quite hilarious. I don't know if you heard any of that. He's pretty funny doing that. I think that's why they're having him tied into the Olympics.
No,
this
he's
time.
Excellent.
Yeah.
He's excellent. I got a chance to meet Jordan Addison at Touchdown Club, and he was a recipient, and I've told a story about him. Hell of an athlete, man. Wow, what a player. He was at Pitt, and he came up on stage, you know, nighttime venue with glasses on, shades, and I said to him, as Dr. Ivan McKinney once said to me when I was in high school, that, you know, somebody that cares about you will say something to you, even if he doesn't know you well enough to say it, because he does truly care about you. And I said, young man, I don't know you like this, but you're a hell of a talent, and I suggest you not deprive these people here of getting to actually look in your eyes so they can feel like they get to know you and meet you. But it is your option, and he opted not to. That's fine. But I had to at least say that to him because I respected his body of work. Nice young man. I was devastated to hear that he was asleep behind his car in Los Angeles, and then very happy to see today that he says that he vows to get better, and he was in a dark place. You know how hard it is when you're a young man that's rich to say that? So good for him, because that takes courage to admit that you're in a dark place. I don't think any of us are qualified to talk about mental illness or mental deficiencies or anything that anybody needs help. But I'll say this. This young individual just took the first step towards becoming a leader and an advocate, because who better to speak on this topic right now to young student athletes than a man that has been on the dark side and has come back now. He can be a huge player in helping others. So Jordan Addison, good for you, man.
Yeah, that's big.
Proud of you.
It's like the Simone Biles thing. That's great.
Proud of you, man. That is so strong. He didn't have to do this because he's a hell of a player. He could have just said, you know, kept his mouth shut, gone and play ball, been a ball player. No, no. He vows to keep learning. He said, I'm going to keep learning. I want to put this behind me. I still want to perform at a high level and give the fans what they paid for. But I'm going to be better as an individual. Hey, man, proud of you, man. This dude took the big step. Because if not, man, it could have been fatal. It could have been fatal. And that's what we don't want to do. We've already lost too much talent in the sports world. And you don't get a chance to get it back, man. Love these young people, man. And you want them to... Ja Morant. I mean, you know, when's the last time we talked about him from a basketball standpoint?
Well, he was injured for a while, too, when he did come back after suspension.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, so...
I'm a little surprised they didn't put him on Team USA. I thought he'd be ready to go for Team USA.
No, he ain't you Team USA quality. You got to earn that right, man. You gotta, we got to stop, as Coach used to say, foolishness. You know, we have got to learn from that. But I just wanted to say that. Jordan, man, proud of you. Can't wait to get you on the show. We need examples like this. Nobody's perfect, but man, to step up and come out and say, I'm going to keep learning, I'm going to get better. I wouldn't be me if I didn't put that out and give this gladiator his window of opportunity and praise him, as we did, discussed it when it didn't work out. We're going to do it on both sides because he is, you know, DMV, man, DMV. And we take great pride. You know, we take great pride in it. But I can say this about me. I can't wait to see. I don't want to see him jack up our people. But are you as excited as I am to see Frankie Louvu knock the snot out of somebody? I'm telling you what, man. I really am. I am. And I'm betting on Jamin Davis. And I believe that Forbes can play. And I'm not giving up on Emmanuel Forbes. We just need him to cover. I don't need him to be. I need him to do what God gave him the ability to do, be a ball hawk. And this defense thrives on taking the ball away. Now he's got people to mentor him and coach him the right way.
Yeah, I'm really hoping he's a big turnaround story this season. I think he's got the potential to really be that.
Come on now. Come on. Can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear what happens. And Donna Hopkins, when she taps in with us and get a vibe as to what's going on, can't wait to see that. And then there's always, for me, I always wanted to hear who's the person we haven't mentioned. Who's going to be the star of training camp? Undrafted UFA free agent that steals it. That just comes out and steals the camp. There's always one. That's the beauty of training camp, you know? I mean, when Raven Caldwell went down and made that tackle without a helmet, to this day, every time he's coming to the show, what we do, we rejoice in that. He's a legend. And I was watching this thing from ground level. I said, this boy crazy. Ask yourself, you're covering a kick. Your rookie season. You lose your helmet. Do you stop and act like you tripped? Or do you accelerate and go in and make a tackle head first? What say you, Metal?
I'm not doing head first nothing with okay. I don't know what you're getting at, but I'm not doing it. I'm not tackling people with that.
I might slide
like
in there like I'm sliding into second base.
I would be cut, man. I would be cut. I'm not going to deny it.
Then you say that, Mel. You would have done it. You would have ran in there with a forearm like Paul Bunyan. you'd have ran up in that joint. See, you now it's an unfair question because you're not full of adrenaline right now. Pump you up with some adrenaline, put 65,000 lunatics screaming around you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, brother. That's all you need. You know, it's just like...
I've never experienced that, Doc. I know you have, but I've never experienced that. So,
well, that's the whole idea about home field advantage. It's the adulation. It's the crowd.
Well, when it's your that's own fans why, that show up, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's why most of like coaches, I love the way that coach is running his practices. Some days he has, like you have an alumni deal, he'll have friends and family, they'll have media only, they'll have open. He has variances of that, and I love the way he does it because it gives him a chance to teach understanding the volume of interference. There's no interference with friends and family and alumni, none, because they've all been through it. But when you let the general public come in, don't ask him to come in and say, hey, be quiet, I'm working on something. That's not fair. So you change your practice routine so that they can have the best experience. Make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. You don't open up an amusement park and then tell them that the teacups are closed, the monorail is shut down. Who would do that? So I heard a lot of people on other shows, why don't they have it open every day so everybody can come? Well, because number one, they're not an amusement park. They're trying to build a championship product. And certain days while you're talking about certain things, you want to control the audience. There are spies here from every team, especially the teams you play early, like Tampa. You know it. You know why? Because we got people down in their place. That's how I know. And it's fair. Everybody's doing it, trying to gain an edge. Because no one knows what offense we're going to run. No one knows what defense. So the element of surprise you have going for you until you don't. We never ran one back the entire preseason under Joe Gibbs. We ran two back every stinking play in preseason. We never ran two back in regular season, ever. So he gave you nothing on film. Nothing. That's how strategic the game is played. So embrace it. I think it's fun. I really do. The way they go to all these measures just to gain a slight advantage is that competitive. Competitive, and I think it's awesome. We're going to break on that. We will hit high noon. And with that, Donna Hopkins, Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus, she is on location at training camp, and she joins us when we return.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Coe, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.